There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, we're going to tell you all about Goldberg returning to WWE Raw.
Not only that, Keith Lee also returned on last night's episode of Raw.
Karrion Kross debuted on last night's Raw, and things didn't quite go according to plan.
You can tell me that again. Nikki Ash cashes in Money in the Bank. She is your new Raw Women's Champion. I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I've lost my earphones.
And this is the news.
All right, so there's a whole bunch of stuff to cover from last night's episode of Raw. I took a week off of work, little break from the content, and then WWE decided to throw all of the content at once. Very newsworthy show, lots of things happening. The biggest thing happening on that show was the return of Goldberg. He is back on the scene, and it looks like, as has been previously reported elsewhere, that he is going to face Bobby Lashley for the WWE Championship, possibly at SummerSlam. That match isn't confirmed yet, but it was certainly the implication. So what happened was Bobby Lashley beat somebody that Wilburn's going to talk about in a minute. And out came Goldberg. The music hit. He came down to the ring. He just did Goldberg stuff. He went face to face with Lashley. He said, "I'm next," after laughing in Lashley's face, and that was pretty much that. MVP led Lashley out of the ring. Kevin Patrick caught up with the WWE Champion and MVP later on. MVP said it was disrespectful, but that they weren't going to respond to Goldberg there and then. So, you know, looking at this with SummerSlam on the horizon, you would think that's the direction, and the reporting is in line with that. Goldberg, of course, always a controversial figure on WWE television. He's 54 years old now, and five of his last seven matches have either been for the WWE or Universal Championship. That tells a story. I always pop, personally, when Goldberg shows up, and then I go, but it's probably not particularly great booking, you know, beyond the initial pop, but we'll see what happens. I'm sure Bobby Lashley will beat him at SummerSlam anyway, right? He's got to, right?
Oh, God, yeah. You cannot have Goldberg beat Bobby Lashley. But nevertheless, like you say, as much as I may roll my eyes and may think, oh, I wish it was Brock Lesnar. Look, yeah. This garnered a huge reaction on the night and online. I cannot wait to see what the rating is for this Monday Night Raw, because like you say, they just threw everything at the wall. They opened with John Cena, they had title matches, they had the return of Goldberg, like you say, lots and lots of stuff happening on this show, and SummerSlam already shaping up to be one of the biggest cards, arguably bigger than WrestleMania this year. You've already got, quite possibly, although none of these have really been confirmed yet, John Cena versus Roman Reigns for the Universal Championship, Bobby Lashley versus Goldberg for the WWE Championship, Seth Rollins versus Edge, grudge match, that's almost definitely going to happen, and we can only speculate, but probably Bianca Belair versus Sasha Banks too, a rerun of the best WWE match this year, quite possibly. That's already four possible main eventers. I mean, we all know it's going to be Cena and Reigns, but still, the match over who's the biggest asshole, I suppose that can be dubbed, but never mind. really, really exciting stuff on last night's Raw. And let's talk about what preceded the arrival of Goldberg, because there's also a return just before that return. Keith Lee, he's back on Monday Night Raw. He answered Bobby Lashley's non-title open challenge. He returned for the first time since, I think, the 8th of February. That's when we last saw him on Monday Night Raw, where he defeated Riddle. prior to that and subsequent to that, he'd been missing. He was pulled from TV, pulled from the Rumble. He was sidelined again. No one really knows exactly why. There was an undisclosed medical issue, was the general reporting on the subject. He's been quite cryptic on social media. Of course, unfortunately, Keith Lee lost that return match with Bobby Lashley, but you presume it was a sacrifice to re-establish Bobby Lashley, just like him murdering Kofi Kingston at Money in the Bank. To be honest, I was disappointed, obviously. He got some shine in, he broke out of the Hurt Lock, but in the end, his version of the one-armed spinebuster thing and then a spear did for Keith Lee. But to be honest, Andy, just great to see him back in the WWE ring.
Yeah, it's a big relief after the uncertainty of his absence. I think we've spoken about Keith Lee almost every single week since he's been away, whether it be a report, whether it be one of his cryptic tweets that he's been doing and everything else. So it's good to see that he's fit and able to go again. That's obviously the main thing. And, you know, he got a nice pop in his home state of Texas as well, so that was good to see. Ideally, you would want people coming back to win their first match or do something big or whatever. But WWE books to create moments. That's always the capital M word for them, isn't it? Moments. And this certainly was one of those. No matter what you might think of the booking, I'm happy to have him back on television, and I'm sure he will be doing good things before long.
And it could have been worse for either current or former NXT champions. Hey, Andy.
Yep, you're not wrong there. Karrion Kross. Ooh, this was one hell of a introduction on Monday Night Raw. So they built the introduction of Karrion Kross throughout the show. There was like a graphic early on. There was a video package, like a short one later on. And then we got the match. Kross comes down, his music hits in the arena. It's all spooky and the lighting's down and everything else. No Scarlett. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's red flag number one. He comes to the ring. He does his entrance without Scarlett. Jeff Hardy comes down for the match. No more words. That's back. Oh. A lot of people very happy about that. And then Jeff Hardy wins in 2 minutes. 2 minutes. Not even 2 minutes, in fact. It was like 1 minute, 45 seconds or something like that. Karrion Kross takes his first pinfall defeat in WWE in under 2 minutes on Raw. And Jeff Hardy, by the way, babyface Jeff Hardy, pinned him with his feet on the ropes. Interesting. Afterwards, we got a brief interview. Kevin Patrick catching up with Karrion Kross said Jeff Hardy made the biggest mistake of his life, and in the end, everyone will fall and pray. So you'd imagine that Kross is going to get his win back from Jeff Hardy at some point, you know, considering that. But 50-50ing a guy who's been so dominant in NXT and whose whole appeal is predicated on his dominance and everything else, like, the Scarlett thing is pretty confusing as well. Yeah. Because a big part of Kross's appeal is the presentation and the bombast and the smoke and mirrors. And Scarlett has been a pretty important part of that. But she's had tryouts of her own. Kross has had what feels like 70 different tryouts over the past month or so. He's been on the main event. We kind of saw this coming. I'm a bit worried to see what's going to happen next. But, you know, probably belongs on the main roster. Who knows? Maybe they'll do Kross versus Hardy for the NXT title. That could actually be quite cool. I'm trying to put a positive spin on this. Help me, Adam.
Yeah, I can't. I'm perfectly honest. Look, the Triple H memes have been all over social media ever since Raw ended off the back of this. That's a nice NXT undefeated champion you've got right there. It'd be a shame if someone had him lose to Jeff Hardy, who's barely been appearing on main event inside 2 minutes. Look, I get where they're going with this. Like you say, Andy, he is going to be furious. He is going to murder Jeff Hardy, probably. Maybe a quick squash match at SummerSlam, maybe. But yeah, it does undercut everything we've seen prior to the presentation of Karrion Kross. Like, you could have got away with no Scarlett or, you know, a slightly limited version of his in-ring entrance and him just mouthing fallen praise. He walks down there. But for a casual fan who doesn't watch NXT, who doesn't know this guy is a dominating killer who no one can stop, who like five guys battled against in NXT and still couldn't defeat, they would have just gone, oh, he's pretty crap really, isn't he? Jeff Hardy beat him and he's been pinned by like Sheamus and Morrison and just everyone this year on Raw when he's actually appeared. But yeah, more importantly than that, the song that I have to fight my brain to not call More Than Words, No More Words, is back, and that's the real takeaway here. And the stories just keep coming off Monday Night Raw this week, because Nikki A.S.H., Nikki Ash, the artist formerly known as Nikki Kross, is your new Raw Women's champion. What a way to sign off on the show. The main event was Rhea Ripley challenging Charlotte Flair for the title she lost to Charlotte at Money in the Bank the night before. Rhea Ripley battling through that leg, knee... Charlotte kicked the leg out of her leg, basically. Battling through that injury. Looked like maybe Rhea Ripley could get it back. She hit a riptide and Charlotte just got her foot on the ropes. And then Charlotte decided, bollocks this, went to leave. Rhea Ripley went after her. And then Charlotte just twatted her for the belt for the DQ. So Charlotte retains. Rhea Ripley wins, but Charlotte retains because of the DQ. Rhea Ripley, furious, batters her afterwards. And then Nikki A.S.H.'s music hits. She comes down to the ring, her cape flapping behind her, her briefcase in her hand. She cashes in. Nikki A.S.H. is your new Raw Women's Champion. The first time, obviously, she's held that belt. She held the tag team titles back in March of last year. That's the last time she won a title on WWE TV. And as much as I may have, and we all have sort of rolled our eyes at that gimmick, she's clearly loving it. And so are the bosses. She's Raw Women's Champion, Andy.
Yeah. I mean, they've strapped the rocket to her, haven't they? They've come up with it, or she's come up with this character. They've gone with it. She wins Money in the Bank, and now she's the champion. It's happened seemingly in the blink of an eye. It's a very, very fast push for Nikki A.S.H. with this new gimmick and everything else. I've said before that while characters like this aren't necessarily for me, I'm a 33-year-old man. They're for the kids. And sometimes you've just got to step away and go, okay, that's for someone else. So I'm glad that other people are enjoying this a lot. We'll see what Nikki can do. She's certainly a very hard worker and a very likable performer. So it's hard to say, you know, that this is some great miscarriage of justice or anything else. Just a quick point on Charlotte Flair's title reign. So, of course, she won the belt at Money in the Bank and lost it the night after. I've got her recent title history here up on my phone. Singles title reigns, her last few. One day, of course, the recent one. 73 days with the NXT Women's title. 73 days is... It's like Chernobyl. Not great, not terrible. SmackDown Women's title, 5 days. Sub 1 day with the SmackDown Women's title, 12 days, 28 days. It's a whole bunch of rubbish. Charlotte Flair has a lot of these title reigns, but she's not very good at holding on to them. So there's a broader point to be made there for sure.
And a hell of a record you pointed out with the Money in the Bank briefcase. The last four have all been cashed in within a day of winning it. Alexa Bliss, Bayley, Asuka sort of counts because, you know, she just got handed the title by Becky Lynch. And then, of course, last night, Nikki A.S.H. teaching the kids everything they need to know about superheroes and how they pick the bones of other people's attacks. Right, let's move on to your Twitter questions. At WhatCultureWWE, Nikki Sturzu starts off. Nikki says, good morning, legends. Morning, Nikki. Given the fact that Big E won Money in the Bank, get in! I think you should cash in at the Raw after WrestleMania. The pop would be amazing, to say the least. What do you guys think?
Yeah, Big E is a really interesting one. I think the Raw after WrestleMania is a good place to do big surprises like this, and would go a long way to restoring the luster of the Raw after WrestleMania, which for me personally has kind of faded over the past years, going before the pandemic even. But for me, I kind of like this idea, this story that they now have on their hands. I like the idea of Big E doing it honorably and avenging Kofi and Xavier. I think that's a really great storyline, and going after Bobby Lashley instead of Roman Reigns. I know we've spoken about the Reigns thing in the past, and I think that would be great still, but this thing has just kind of opened up. This possibility to tell a really cool story is right there now, which is exactly why they won't do it, but I think it would be cool if they did. That's the way I'd go with Big E.
Or just have Big E, midway through the SummerSlam match, cash in and have three big men slap his... Talk about work rate. I'm just so happy he's got the briefcase. That's the main takeaway here. Second question today comes from William Woodward. Not really a question this, Andy, but you'll see why I picked it right at the end when I get to the hashtag. William says, good morning, legends. If I may ask a favour of you, can you look around the area, that area for my chest? Because Impact Slammiversary surprises made my tits pop off so hard, I'm sure they landed in the UK. Address to be provided later. Hashtag, this is the boobies. I suppose all I'll say about this, Andy, is we've heard major reports and everyone should really check out Slammiversary because big things happen on that show. And it's great to see Impact, you know, getting the recognition they deserve.
Yeah, it's becoming the, every single year, it feels like it's becoming the surprise pay-per-view, isn't it? I'm not really sure what I'm looking for here. For what would a couple of discombobulated, disembodied breasts look like? Like a couple of jellyfish washed up on the ocean? I will have a look, but no promises.
Yeah, I'll check around the wider Gateshead area, William. But yes, you have found the secret hack to get a question asked on the news. Use the hashtag ThisIsTheBlueries. All right, final question today comes from Christian Grant, who says, if there was a Mount Rushmore of WWE pay-per-views, what four deserve to be there?
Ucha boy. All right, so I'll go by like a mixture of quality and importance, I guess. Yeah. You got to have WrestleMania 3 there. I mean, not necessarily the greatest show of all time, but a very important one, obviously, with Hogan and Andre. WrestleMania X7 is a no-brainer for me. Money in the Bank 2011.
Yes.
And Royal Rumble 1992. There we go. There's some.
Yeah, I've got to agree with you with particularly Money in the Bank 2011. WrestleMania X7. I'd have TakeOver New York, which we were very lucky to be in attendance for, because that felt like a bit of a series finale for NXT. And a December to Dismember, because never forget. Right, let us know your thoughts in the comments. Wow. And let's move on to today's and finally. And just a nice bit of good feeling around Nikki Cross, whether you like her gimmick or not. She's just a great person. Killian Dane obviously celebrating his other half's victory on social media last night, and everyone just posting what a nice person Nikki Cross is in and outside the ring. Shotzi Blackheart just sharing this little tidbit. When NXT was doing fan work for Raw and SmackDown, I remember when they just shoved all the NXT people into the audience and said, be excited for six straight sodding hours, and Shotzi Blackheart was the only one you could really see going, come on! Anyway, about that, Shotzi says that Nikki Cross bought them all pizza as a thank you. She is a real superhero. So yeah, just for evidence yet again, Andy, what a nice person Nikki Cross is.
Yeah, just a good person, isn't she? Very kind act of generosity. And look, if you buy me pizza, you'll be my friend forever. So shout out to Nikki Cross. That's a very nice thing to do.
And I know what you're doing, WWE. Do not just make her lose the title next week on Raw, because that's just a nasty thing to do. At least give it for a few months. And then do some spooky bollocks with Alexa Bliss, probably. We all know where you're heading with that. Right, let us know your thoughts on that and all today's news stories in the comments section down below. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. And subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on either iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts from, for daily wrestling podcasts. Myself and the Daddy Boy sitting down to review a wild episode of Monday Night Raw. Don't forget to check out Simon Miller's Ups and Downs later on, of course. And we've got the NXT preview to come later on today. Plus, let us know your thoughts and Twitter questions on Twitter at WhatCultureWWE. Watch that. You can follow both of us. You can follow Andy Murray at
Andy H. Murray. The H today stands for Happy Birthday, Evil Uno. One of the good guys, for sure.
Happy birthday, Evil Uno. You can follow me at Adam Wilbon. Follow us all at WhatCultureWWE. But for now, my thanks to Andy Murray. Welcome back, mate. Thank you for joining us. And we will see you soon.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.